Dieting comes up a lot this time of year as people set New Year's resolutions to lose weight. One diet that's become very popular recently is the ketogenic diet, or keto. We talk about the diet and how it can affect your health on this week's Florida Matters. In this preview, host Robin Sussingham talks with Jenna Bell, a dietitian with Pollock Communications, and widely known keto expert Dom D'Agostino, an associate professor at the University of South Florida. D'Agostino starts by explaining the diet and why it's more of a lifestyle change than a quick fix.
Ketogenic diet is essentially shifting your body's metabolism from a carbohydrate burning metabolism, so glucose would be your primary fuel, to a fatty acid and ketone metabolism.
So you are trying to limit your sugar intake drastically, your carbohydrate intake drastically compared to what your normal diet is, so that your body starts burning your fat instead of glucose for energy?
You start eating yourself instead of, you know, so you always have a baseline glucose. There's very powerful homeostatic mechanisms that maintain your blood glucose, and that doesn't go down much. But what does go down is the big spikes in glucose. So the suppression of the hormone insulin is what happens when you follow the diet. And by suppressing that hormone insulin, that liberates more fat for fuel for your body. And fat burning in the liver produces these things called ketone bodies, and they can largely replace glucose as a primary energy source for your brain. So over time, you are essentially resilient against hypoglycemic dips during the day, which would trigger cravings.
So just putting it in lay terms, I would get panicky. Like if I don't eat, I mean, it is really almost a panicky feeling. I think your blood sugar must be very low.
It's a crisis situation.
It is. Yeah. And if I didn't have some kind of like granola bar or something in my purse or in my glove compartment, you feel like I don't think I'm going to make it to the McDonald's or whatever, wherever you're going. But is that what you're talking about? You don't get those kind of spikes where you feel like you have to eat something right now.
Yes.
Then.
It doesn't completely abolish that, but it basically ensures that you have steady fuel flow to the brain. And I would argue that that's almost a natural state. We would ease in and out of ketosis depending on food availability, like our ancestors did. So to completely silence that through eating carbohydrate meals throughout the day, that is a bit unnatural.
Jenna Bell, you're a dietitian. When you glance through the reviews of the keto diet cookbooks, the keto diet books, and you see it referred to as a lifestyle more than a diet. What are they talking about?
You have to be conscious of it. And I think I'm really sparked by what you said, feeling like you needed to eat. The number of restaurants that we have are not separating us from starvation. They're just feeding us when we probably don't need to be fed. But I think that it becomes a lifestyle, and it's something that we've seen too as you're watching the growth from the scientific community. Pollock Communications, we work with Today's Dietitian to do a survey of dietitians every year. And the ketogenic diet was not even on the trends list 7 years ago. So we asked them, what's trending in nutrition? What are you hearing from consumers and patients? 7 years ago, it didn't even make the list. A couple years ago, it appeared. And this year, it's number one. So we've got ketogenic diet, plant-based, and the third is now intermittent fasting, which is similar to what you were talking about as well. Mm-hmm. And I think we've learned that cell turnover might not be what we want to be so aggressive about. We don't want to be feeding all of the time. The three square meals, that's gone. Surveys show that snacks are what people are doing, and a lot of that's driven by millennials. So millennials are choosing health, wanting to get healthier, owning it more than previous generations, and then also snacking throughout the day. So maybe paying more attention to their hunger, but then also enjoying smaller bouts of food throughout the day.